Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm going to be your host today, Belinda Ellsworth, and I am very excited about our guest today. I have Laura Behrens with me. Laura is the founder and CEO of Love and Fit, host of the Time to Be You podcast, and a business and product development coach for entrepreneurs that sell physical products. She specializes in strategy, increasing sales through social media, influencer marketing, and building businesses from the ground up. It is my pleasure today to welcome Laura to our show.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, well, that's great. So this is a topic that I know a lot of people are very interested in. So this is going to be fun. I'm excited. So why don't we start by filling in some of the gaps from your bio and tell us a little bit more about yourself and then your journey on how you got to this place where you are today.
Sure. Well, like we talked about beforehand, I'm originally actually from South Dakota, and I'll kind of skip through the long bio, but I came to LA and to be in the music industry and worked in LA for about 8 years in the music industry and started really getting into fitness and wellness. And I had my first child 3 years ago. And during that time, I was trying to work out and get in shape after pregnancy. And I was like, gosh, you know, there's no, you know, nursing sports bras or pregnancy workout leggings on the market. And I had this awesome idea of just coming up with it without any fashion industry experience or anything. I definitely had business development and sales experience in my past. But I came up with an idea of these certain nursing sports bras and nursing tank tops and workout leggings that can go from pregnancy to postpartum. And I created my company called Love and Fit, which is an activewear line for moms. And I sell that online. And through that process, I really understood how to manufacture a product, develop a product, bring it to market, work with influencers, work on Instagram, do Facebook ads, sell e-commerce online. And, you know, a lot of people just start coming out to, back to me and saying, hey, you know, I'm starting this business. How did you do this? How did you do this? And so that's what kind of led me into the coaching and consulting side of things, where I really help product-based entrepreneurs launch a product, manufacture a product, and bring it to market.
Well, that's exciting. And that's no easy feat. There is a lot of moving parts in that. That is for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. And that wasn't like, hey, I just started a business and it just came on. I mean, we're talking like years, you know, well, you know, like one full year to develop the product, just to develop it.
Right.
And then after that, it takes a long time to launch online and get a following and do marketing and that type of thing too.
Great. What is one tip about marketing online? We'll dig deeper into this in a few minutes, but like right now, if you said, oh, this is my best tip for building that brand online, do you have one?
Yeah, I would say, you know your story. So I have a story because it's an honest story and it's just how the product happened. You know, I was working out in my living room and trying to nurse my daughter and work out at the same time. And I had a need for a nursing sports bra. So that's my story. I see a lot of people bring a product or an idea to market and they don't have the story of like why they're passionate about it or why did they develop the product. And so having that story really, you know, gives you that authentic side of things that can connect with the consumers that are going to be buying your product.
That is a great first tip. Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about then your business and how it has shaped your lifestyle today.
So, you know, I was working in the music industry and then I was working in business development and sales. So I was always in the corporate field, you know, I was waking up and going to work. And I did love some of the jobs that I had. And a lot of it did provide some freedom because I worked from home for a couple of them. But it wasn't mine, you know, it wasn't my my company. And I always knew that I wanted to create something myself. So having the activewear line has allowed me, obviously, I work from my home office. I'm able to, you know, build my own schedule, Funny enough, though, I actually work way more now than I did in corporate. So, you know, I work, you know, 10 hours a day and, you know, break time to pick up my daughter and do dinner and that type of thing. So it allows me that flexibility and freedom. But what I'm so happy about is that when I wake up in the morning, I'm so excited to work. And I knew that about myself. I knew that, you know, I would kind of be excited about other things that were, you know, another business that I'd be working for. But when you wake up and it's your own business, it's just a different feeling. And you just never are like, oh, I don't want to go to work today. Like, I wake up and I'm like, can't wait to get to my computer.
That's exciting. And I think that that's important. And that ties into the whole working from your happy place, which we're going to touch on in just a bit. But what do you think, or have you identified a couple of skill sets that you think have really helped contribute to your overall success?
I would say I came from the Midwest, so I was raised with a, you know, big work mentality. I started working when I was 14 at my dad's grocery store. So I always had a strong work ethic. And paired with that, I've always had a drive. So again, I came all the way to LA by myself because I was doing singing and, you know, I wanted to be in the music industry. I fell into the music business side instead of really the singing side. But I've always had this drive and this passion. I knew that I wanted to create something. I knew that I wanted to build something. And that drive was with me since I was probably, you know, 6 years old. So that's definitely one of the skill sets. And the other one is I can be very particular and very much of a perfectionist, which sometimes that can get me in trouble, but I also see it as an asset because I will make sure to fix everything, make sure that my designs are perfected before they go to market. And so for me, I think that that's a great skill set.
It is. You know, I am a perfectionist as well. And that's why when things go out of here that maybe aren't just quite right, we had some manufacturing issues this year, actually, with our planner. And when some people send me pictures of some of the things the binding is doing, it just kills me. It just absolutely kills me. And of course, we take care of it. But next year, I mean, we already have everything in place for a much better manufacturer for that next year. And I've already had them do tests, mock-ups, so I know what I'm getting. But it is so hard when you're a perfectionist and then things aren't right. I find that my Achilles heel in having that perfectionism, and so I was wondering if you find this too, is that sometimes you wait for everything to be perfect before you even start. And that can be sort of your downside.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, for any of the listeners, like when you're manufacturing, like you can, it's never going to be 100% right. It's just not. Like there's humans doing work. There's mess ups here and there on the, you know, like you said, the binding or, you know, sewing. I mean, it's just never going to be 100%. You're going to do as best you can. And for us, like when we first launched our first nursing sports bra, which we don't even sell anymore because there was fit issues, you know, yeah, I took a long time, like a year to develop it because I needed it to be perfect. Now I understand kind of the industry a little bit better. And, you know, I go through still 3 or 4 samples until I feel like it's good. But I mean, we have a nursing bra that's been out for a year and it's been selling. And I still am like, oh, you know what? I think I want to change this about it. I want it to make it a little bit better, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would say you always want to launch with something you feel comfortable with that you would buy. You probably will still revamp it, but you still need to like launch a little messy. That's how I call it. I say launch a little messy. Otherwise, you're never going to get the product out there.
Absolutely. So what is an outstanding accomplishment or something that you're really proud of?
I say this as a joke, but natural birth. No.
That's a pretty big accomplishment, isn't it?
One of the hardest, probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, pain-wise. But I would say growing Love and Fit. You know, I had this idea and I, to this day, have had no investors, no mentors, really no guidance. I mean, of course, I've had phone calls with people that have given me advice, which has been amazing, and talked to different type of people. But to this day, it's been built just from, you know, my savings and the ground up. And I'm so proud of that. And I can't wait for what the future holds. And it's been just, you know, it's been a whirlwind. It's definitely been very, very hard. But that's something that's been very meaningful for me.
Oh, I bet. That is, it's almost like having a child in itself, right? It's like,
you're complete. I call it my second child. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It is exactly like that. I know when I've had my business now for 25 years, but when I completed my book, the first book, it was like, I felt like I just had another child. And that was the same feeling of the work and then just the gratification that came at the end of that. So it was exciting.
Definitely, yeah.
So tell us about an obstacle or challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
You know, I think I want to go back to what I just mentioned was when we first launched, we had this bra called the Fit Mama Nursing and Sports Bra. Again, I came from no fashion industry experience. So I built this bra and it fit me perfectly. I loved it. I loved the fabrics of it. But when it launched, there were people that liked it, but some of the fit wasn't right on certain people. Some of the way I cut it, the way I had it dropped down fully did not work. And that was hard, you know, after spending a year on something. But again, it was such a great learning experience because I was like, oh, okay, so these cuts, this fabric, this style is not going to fit everyone. And if I chose something that had a little bit more stretch, that wasn't so stiff, that didn't cut this way, it would work better. So now, fast forward 2 years from that, we've launched a brand new bra that is like the same thing, high impact, but completely different. And it's out of stock already. So what I'm saying is the first one, yeah, you could say, oh, it was a failure or whatever, but I mean, it did sell. It just, we had a lot of fit issues led me to this one now that I've created, which has completely gone out of stock and people love it. So it's like that failure, that obstacle. If I never went through that, I would have never came out with this new item.
That is great. And I bet there aren't a lot of nursing workout bras on sports bras on the marketplace.
You know, there aren't. There are some, but I would say every item that we've came out with has some type of advanced kind of technology to it. Like our leggings have like a silicone grip on the inside of the waistband, so they stay up when you're running or jumping. And anyone can wear the leggings. You don't have to be a mom or anything like that. And then our nursing sports bras have certain high impact qualities to them and they're adjustable. So yeah, they're definitely new on the market.
That is great. So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Working from my happy place means that, you know, when I wake up in the morning and I think about my to-do list, of course, there's always going to be a couple things on there that you don't want to do, right? Okay.
Right.
But that's all part of it, you know? Working from my happy place means that every day I get to get up and I get to work from a place where I know that I have passion, I have drive, I know that I'm making a difference in the world. And I know a lot of people say that, like, oh, yeah, this makes a difference in the world. But, you know, I created something. First, I was like, this is just what I need. And then I thought, I bet there's a lot of other moms that would want this product too, that would make their postpartum life so much easier. Because, you know, if you haven't had a baby, it's kind of crazy those first 6 to 8 months. And you're just trying to get back into shape and you're trying to sleep. And having some products and items that just make you feel good about yourself, feel good about your body, was something that I wanted and needed that I couldn't find. And so the fact that I get to wake up and do something like that for other people and create my own schedule and, you know, create my own ideas and my own marketing ideas. Again, a lot of that comes with a lot of stress and a lot of work, but I would not have it any other way.
That is great. So what advice would you give to those wanting to do something like this on their own, especially with a physical product? What would you give to even people that are thinking that they have an idea and they'd love to have their own business, but maybe they just aren't sure?
Well, I would say you have to be ready because it is a big jump. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people that I've consulted for and they're like, should I leave my corporate job now? Should I save up money first? And then, and it's different for everyone. Some people can make that jump and they can kind of go right into it. A lot of people will save money and then they'll kind of shift over gradually as the other business starts to take off. But I would say you just have to be ready and know that this is going to be a lot harder than, you know, going to a job every day where all the financial strains and the issues fall on the shoulders of maybe your boss, not yourself. So as long as you're passionate and you know you want to do this and you're in it for the long haul, then I would say go for it. Sign up, because it's the best thing in the world to work for yourself. But if you're kind of like, no, I want that security, you know, then I would say, you know, wait it out, maybe save some money, maybe start the job on the side a little bit and kind of, you know, start selling the product on the side of your corporate job or whatever job you have, until you know that you are going to be able to make enough money to sustain yourself.
That's really great advice. And I think that people do go both ways in doing that. I know, for myself, I made a decision to start my company, but then I stayed at my corporate job and saved up. Like, I lived like we didn't have the pay for about 8 months and saved 100% of my earnings. And so that helped sort of prepare on living on a little bit less. And at the same time, I had enough money that I felt that I could get the things I needed to get started. And I think that was a really great lesson in both ways. You know, you do have to learn to live a little bit leaner, especially in the very beginning.
Definitely. And, you know, when I was working in corporate before I even had my daughter, I wanted to leave. I was just, I didn't really know for sure what I wanted to do yet. And I wanted to leave. So I just started saving, you know, and then fast forward 3 years later when I had my child and I came up with the idea that ended up being my company, I had that money saved. And that's the money I used to start the company. And then even after you start that company in those first 1 to 2 years, you have to live lean because a lot of that money is going back into the company. So again, you have to be ready for that financial, you know, path and that journey that it might be kind of a little lean in the beginning.
Absolutely. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that you think our listeners could benefit from?
Well, regarding the Love and Fit Activewear line, we are launching a ton of new items. We have about 15 products in development right now that are going to launch this summer. So we have more nursing sports bras, nursing tank tops, nursing hoodies. We got regular workout leggings for, even if you're not a mom, you can wear them. They'll stay up on your waist when you're walking and jumping and running. And then we have postpartum leggings and pregnancy leggings coming out. So I'm so excited to bring all these new products into that line. As well as on the side, I still consult for a couple companies here and there. Of course, I'm pretty busy with the Activewear line. So I take on just a few clients here and there and help them launch specifically their product-based business. So if they're trying to launch on, you know, Shopify and they need help with email marketing, Instagram, how to creatively market their product, I have been doing a little consulting on the side, mostly because honestly, I enjoy it and I love helping others bring a product to market as well.
Do you think that influencers are really an important piece of this puzzle?
Yes. Pending your product, I do feel like they are. So for us, for our brand, influencers are huge because it's allowing other moms to understand what the product feels like before they buy. You know, it's basically like them giving a review of like how they like the leggings or the bra or the hoodie. And so for us, it's a huge selling point for our product. And it's just, you know, them trying on the clothing and giving their honest opinion. It's just like if you were going to Amazon and you were looking for a product, you're going to read the reviews, right? So same thing with the influencers. They go on Instagram. They're like, gosh, I want to buy that product. And then they see other people talking about it and talking about the features they love. And that's how they're able to, you know, decide if they want to go ahead and purchase the product. So for us, it's huge.
Oh, that is great. So where can our listeners find you?
So Love and Fit is, the website is Love and Fit. So LoveAndFit.com. And you guys can order anything right online there. Our Instagram is at Love and Fit Shop. And my Instagram is at Laura_LoveAndFit.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Laura, for sharing your pearls of wisdom with us today. And hopefully people will be able to go out and check out your website and see all the especially new items that you have. I just want to remind our listeners to subscribe to the podcast. That way you won't miss any of our exciting episodes. And we too would love it if you would leave us a review if you enjoyed the show today. So with that, Laura, I wish you much continued success and thanks for being part of our show today.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.